Let's get it going, shall we? It is a Friday. I'm going to try to keep your attention, try to keep Rico's attention, and be entertaining all at the same time. Football is upon us. I know Rico's excited. Yes, he will be doing the opening coin toss tonight, so you need to be in your seats at Spartan Stadium. I also want to share something with you before we offer you a PSA to Lions fans, and then we will go college football from there. I just want to tell you, and Kenny, you were witness to it. Back me on this. Rico knows something.
Oh, I saw that. He does know. He absolutely knows something.
He knows. So, David, don't spoil this, and don't spoil this. David, I want you to know what was taking place as we took the air today, okay?
I was preparing some things before, so I had no clue.
So Rico comes by, and he goes, you know, I got a little something for you. I go, oh, what's that? You have a little show topic or something? No. He goes, no, do you want to print money? I go, okay, calm down there, Tito. He goes, no, I'm just letting you know, you'd be wise. These are his words. You'd be wise to bet Aiden Chiles first touchdown tonight, plus 1,700.
What do you know?
Hold on now. Kenny looks up and looks over at him. I deadpan and look over, and all I said is, what do you know, MF? And then he busted out laughing. So here's the deal. If State has got this ball at like the 5, this has got QB power written all over it, maybe a little fake jet sweep before it. Into a read option, keep around the end, plus 1,700. He knows something.
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of his canine call.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yep.
Yes. He knew something. He knows something now.
Might want to bet Kenneth Walker first touchdown. We weren't in our seats, and it was an 82-yarder. What do you know?
David, for the record.
What do you know?
This ranks right up there with your son, okay? Just, you know.
What do you know?
Mike.
Who told you?
I sit here with you every day. I'm not at practice. How do I know anything? So a lot of people, I know nothing.
So if it ranks up there with my son, that means it's happening.
That's right.
That means you're right.
You don't think I got that deal done? I already called the people at Canton. I said, you're on a BS program, and this kid's too good for you. He's out. Unless, of course, you'd like to make an offer to get him back.
Mike wanted something. He was like, I was like, okay, I'm going to give you something totally separate from a parlay.
And print money.
It has it's plus 1,700. Aiden Chiles. First touchdown.
I'm just letting you know, people. This guy knows something. He got dimed out by somebody in that football building.
It's like, you know, I put a cookie. So is this right up there with me putting cookies on camera?
Hell yes. It's the exact same thing. So let's get to our PSA. We will get our college.
Imagine if he scores.
If he scores first, they're putting a plaque of you up there. All right. So I want to offer a PSA because I think we got off to a very bad start yesterday. Mainly your fault as callers, not listeners, callers, ticket texters. I can't work with you. You're just a different species. But 5 o'clock, the news comes down that Micah Parsons is a Packer. I thought our reaction was pretty measured. Damn, neighborhood got tougher. Not a big statement there. We didn't even do the whole, well, why didn't we do that? Because Brad Holmes has told you all offseason he's not doing something like this. But we said the neighborhood got tougher. But I want to reaffirm something, especially in this video society that Evan lives in. Let me be very clear with this, okay? For the people in the back, okay? A PSA. Chiles' first touchdown, Rico guaranteed. Two. The Lions have not lost the division. The Lions have not lost a playoff berth. The Lions have not lost the ability to make and win a Super Bowl. I'll say it to you again. Parsons coming here hasn't ended your divisional hopes. It hasn't ended your Super Bowl hopes. All it has done is created the poster from Rocky IV. You are staring eye to eye with Ivan Drago. We now have a fight on our hands. The Packers have moved up to you, and you are going to come down to earth a little bit because last year wasn't real, and we have a fight on our hands. Now, I don't know who's going to throw the damn towel, and I'll go a step further. I don't even know the point spread for next weekend's game, but I'll probably take the Lions. 2.5. Cool.
Green Bay.
Parsons will be there for 10 minutes. I'll probably take the Lions. So let me just be clear again. For the people in the back who are busy drooling on themselves and eating Cheerios and playing on their tablet like a 5-year-old, Parsons hasn't ended you. Parsons hasn't ended the Super Bowl. But Parsons matters. And I want to just give you something. Do you know, for the last 4 years, the highest pass rush win rate in football? Micah Parsons, 31%. Do you know the next closest player? Myles Garrett at 25%. So I want to reaffirm something. Micah Parsons is not bad. He's not washed. He's not a malcontent. He's not ineffective. And by the way, he didn't play against you last year. So if you call up talking to me about the Cowboy game last year as if it is remotely relevant, I will hang up on you. Other than that, let's play football.
Wait, there's more.
There's more?
Yes.
Childs, 2 rushing touchdown.
No. Micah Parsons, horrible on pass defense. A run defense. So you'll be able to just run up the middle because Green Bay got weaker in the run defense because they lost their guy.
Yep.
And Micah Parsons is horrible when it comes to stopping the run.
They also kept 6 defensive tackles, which surprised a lot of people a few days ago. Maybe there was a reason why. Mm-hmm. Okay? So I'm fine if you're still confident. Let me be clear. You have every right to be confident. What I'm not going to do is sit here and listen to you huffing on copium for 4 hours, like doing whippets. No, we're not going to say the pack didn't get better. We're not going to say the division didn't get tougher. I'm not asking you to say you were scared. You don't need to be scared. I think sometimes, I know, this is crazy. It's 2025. Sometimes you're just the kid in the Derek Jeter meme with the hat, and you just tip your cap and go, well, that stinks.
Oh, come on.
And we go back to business.
Come on. Don't you know that Jordan Love uses rounded scissors because he's just an idiot?
The Lions are still very good. The Packers are very good. We have a war to now partake in. I think I've made myself clear now. Let's see how this can get misconstrued. But I would like to ask the question. Now that almost 24 hours has passed, hopefully takes have matured a little bit or cured in the barrel for a day. Where are you at with Micah Parsons being in your division now? Are you willing to say the division got tougher? Now, if you want to go cross the Rainbow Bridge, where Rico, dressed as Idris Elba wearing a Viking hat, is there to guard the Bifrost, and you want to say the season's over, that'll be on you.
So I'm Heimdall. Gotcha.
Yes. I'm really hoping you're on the Spartan Chariot tonight, and it's back. They promised updated game day atmosphere. I need you on the Spartan Chariot.
I can't give you all the secrets.
The point I'm making is, the division got tougher. Doesn't mean the division's over. It doesn't mean the Packers superior to you. I really believe the Packer looking you eye to eye. And that's okay. That doesn't mean you can't beat them. It doesn't mean you won't beat them in 10 days. But I just can't get on the air today and do what we did at 5 o'clock, where the first 6 phone calls and seemingly 600 texts were a yawn, a fart, and just a bunch of copium. Well, we beat them last year. Has nothing to do with this year.
Oh, well, you know what, Mike? Last night, listening to
Childs,
Rieger.
Touchdown.
Listening to Rieger, it also went to, well, what happened when the Bears got Khalil Mack?
He started his first game and ripped Aaron Rodgers' head off, caused a fumble, 2 sacks.
They had the number one defense, and they won a division.
And by the way, Parsons is better than Khalil Mack and younger than Khalil Mack was when that trade was made.
I know. I mean, people are jumping through a lot of hoops.
We don't need to do that, though.
To make them feel good. And guys, it's okay.
This is not that gymnastics place in Troy. We do not do cartwheels here. We do not jump through hoops. Maybe Kenny likes the pommel horse. I don't. We are going to be real. Division got tougher. And that's okay to say it. Jesus.
What you did last year, I don't think you're going to see just running away, beating everybody in the division because it's tougher now. Mike, it's only going to get tougher. Year 2 of Ben Johnson with Caleb Williams, that's going to be something. And if JJ turns out to be anything, you're in the toughest division in football.
I think they're already in the toughest division, so you know I'm there.
Yeah.
And they're equipped. They have what it takes. Now, again, if people want to have a frustration, not that they didn't go after Parsons. They were never doing that. I think this front office has told you that. Look, I know Dave Burkett wrote a piece
oh,
that had
a great piece.
And it had a provocative headline, but it's true. And unfortunately, I talked to Rieger, like, poor Dave. Like, you know this fan base is effed up when you're slandering Dave Burkett. Dave is a, what agenda does Dave have again? Dave's one of the best beat writers in the league. And he's dutifully covered this team through good, bad, or otherwise. And Dave's not a mean guy. He's not a hot take artist. He's not, it's not like Skip Bayless showed up with Lil Wayne to cover a practice. The guy wrote an article saying the truth. The Pack did something you're not willing to do.
Yes.
Go all in. Oh, my God. I mean, you think Dave's going to need, like, armed security now.
Right.
Guys, you got to come back to the middle on some stuff. Lions are a really good football team, but make no mistake about it, you're not the Cowboys in the early 90s. You don't get to feel invincible, especially when you didn't win a playoff game last year.
Yeah, but if we didn't win after Micah Parsons, then we can't get Aiden. I'm like, okay, you know what? There's ways around that, including if you just had to franchise tag him. He wouldn't like it, but where's he going?
Right, again, to repeat for the people in the back, Child's first touchdown, sky is not falling. Division is not lost. Super Bowl's not lost. But we're going to be adults. The division got a lot tougher. Okay? No, I don't think Green Bay is going to give up 300 yards rushing every game. I'm pretty sure they had their roster set and known, and they kept extra D tackles. And by the way, guess what? Just like Frank Ragnow didn't have a great year last year, neither did Kenny Clark. So I'm just throwing it out there. If you're going to do the hopium and say losing Frank's not a big deal, then guess what? Packer fans get to say it about Kenny Clark.
This is true, but he doesn't play for the Lions.
I got you.
I mean,
Spartan chariot?
No chariot.
Damn it. 2-4-8-5-3
Natural grass, no chariot.
I mean, F the grass. Just put the field turf on the thing and let's go. 248-539-9797. I want to know where you're at. You've had a night to sleep on it. I'm sure you've read every take there is. Where are you at? And do you believe the Lions need to and will answer whatever this move is by the Pack? That's up to you. 248-539-9797. Have no fear. We will get to college football kickoff a little later. Just wanted to kind of put a bow on the Parsons talk. The PSA is the PSA. We'll get to the ticket text. But Rico, you just said something. Bring it back. Because I hinted at this yesterday, and we can have some fun. Say what you just said to me the way you said it, minus the ethnic slur.
It does make you wonder if Brad Holmes knew this was going down yesterday, which is why he kind of appeared to be a little salty at the press conference, and he was just kind of very lethargic because he knew this is going to go down, and all you guys are going to blame me that I didn't go out and get Micah Parsons. He knew. Yeah, I wonder, because it was a weird press conference. Like, he really didn't want to be there was the feel that I got.
I'll allow it.
And it's interesting you say that, because Aiden Hutchinson was on Kay Adams' show yesterday morning. I listened to it yesterday morning, and then she asked him before they ended the question about Parsons. And she herself says in there, well, he's going to the NFC North. It's like, what? How do you know this? So you could be, your theory could be correct.
I'm buying. Kenny, you buying?
I am buying, because I feel like also a lot of GMs in all sports, GMs is kind of a boys club.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody knows something and told somebody something. It wouldn't surprise me in the least bit if Brad Holmes knew that.
And he got up there all foul. Oh, damn. They're going to ask me a bunch about the pass rush and the Packers are going to do this. I, you know what? I want to live in that world. Yes, I'm buying. That's some Miss Cleo stuff by you.
It's just one of those, you kind of wonder. He knew, man, I'm about to get roasted because I didn't make this move. And they're going to say, well, you know what? Green Bay now has two edge rushers, Mr. Funny Man.
I really think everybody would be aligned if they would have brought Za'Darius back or Clowney or just a veteran insurance policy for Davenport. Look, I'll give credit when it's due, and it doesn't happen often, but I do want to give it in this case with John. John said it best. You cannot count on, responsibly, Marcus Davenport, 50 snaps a game for 17 weeks. No. That's John Jansen saying that. And John loves the Lions. And John does not like being negative. I'm just, he's right. And I do wonder if, like, then what is the problem? So great, you're sitting on 42 mil of cap space that you're not going to use and then roll it over into next year, which is all well and good. Zadarius or Clowney or anyone of that ilk, they don't move the needle cap-wise. And you're probably not signing them to a multi-year deal. So I wonder if that's all fans would need to go, okay, yeah, Parsons is over there. We stocked up over here. Let's go to war. But instead, you're right. It was weird press conference, defensive GM into Parsons trade, and then people went to war. Because the first wave of callers was, you guys are overreacting. And I go, oh, no, we're not doing this today. If my neighbor gets a nice car, I'm allowed to say it's a nice car. Don't tell me I'm overreacting. Mm-hmm. It's a nice car. And then the next wave was like, no, we're going to be angry on your behalf because now we're mad at our fellow fan. It was a cluster bleep yesterday.
It was.
So, David, what are the early returns on Ticketek before I get to the people?
I assure you the reaction the Lions fans the day after will be even more delusional. They're huffing that copium, someone said.
Still.
Yep.
So you can't, so it's an overreaction, sky is falling take to say that the Packers are staring you eye to eye and we got a war to fight now. Like this division got tougher. That's considered overreaction.
Well, I'll give you some of it here. If anything, this makes the division matchups a prep for the playoffs. So iron sharpens iron. I'm not worried about us losing the division. Green Bay got better. We're still going to win the division, though. It's just going to make it more fun. Lions.
I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with everything you just read. Lions fans have earned a right to be confident, not delusional. That's confidence. You could say they're still going to win the division. And look, in Vegas, you're the co-favorite. It's Green Bay and you. I have no issue if you call up saying you still think you're going to win it. I have an issue if I hear more of the garbage I got yesterday about how the Pack aren't better, how it's a walkover, how Parsons is this, that, and the other thing. And it's like, okay, why don't we do it this way? He's a top five defensive player in the sport. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. And as angry as you guys want to get at Dave Burkett, the Pack said, look, we've won 11 games. We've won playoff games. We're trying to win a Super Bowl. Yeah. Oh, Micah Parsons is available? F it. Go get him.
Well, it's funny, too, because I'll give John credit for this. I heard him this morning because somebody called their show and said, well, you know, he's a malcontent in the locker room. Look at him. He was laying on a massage table. And John's like, guys, he was playing the game. He's not going to get fined if he's there. Now, you don't have to participate, but you got to be in the building. So he had an quote-unquote back injury that you really couldn't prove. But he's like, guys, really, seriously, he's not that type of player where he's going to disrupt this Lions locker room. Because that wasn't something else. Like, they didn't want to disrupt the Lions locker room. Like, come on. That's Micah Parsons. You take him. There's just certain people that, you know what?
I know.
As much as I like and you like Amon-Ra, if all of a sudden Justin Jefferson said he wanted to be a Lion, you take him. And you deal with whatever happens after.
Look, players like Micah Parsons are never supposed to hit the market.
You're right.
They're never supposed to be available. So when Green Bay goes and gets one, it's okay to just say, all right, I see what you're doing. And we're going to have to be that much better. But man alive, yesterday was a bizarre couple hours, including talking to Rieger and, you know, basically Dave getting put through the ringer for what? Writing a thought-provoking piece that exits propaganda and goes into free thought. Good gravy. All right, David, go ahead with the ticket text, and then we'll get these calls lined up. Kenny's been a very busy little bee here early.
Mike and Rico, the 49ers added McCaffrey. The Eagles added Barkley. The Rams added Stafford. My point is, good teams aren't afraid to go out and add a difference maker that may sting in the pocketbooks or the draft room. Just make the move.
I've done that show for several months, which is there's a kind of a way of doing business that has continually worked in the NFC for a decade. And you can trace it all the way back and look at the teams that have won the Super Bowl or minimum represented the NFC. Every one of them features multiple bold swings. Mm-hmm. It's an arms race. It's no different than college football.
And then there's swings that you miss, but you take the swing. So, yeah, like when the Niners went after Chase Young, didn't work out, but it helped get them to the Super Bowl.
Chase Young ended the Lions season.
Or did.
Argue it.
That fourth
he wasn't
play.
Very good, right. But he was good in the right moment.
That
and
one
he ended
play,
it.
Yeah, that one play, he chased Goff out the pocket. Goff had nowhere to go. So you could say it was worth that one play.
I hope this is sarcasm from BW in St. Clair Shores. Says, I don't know why everyone keeps saying the Packers are better. It doesn't do any good to have a good pass rusher when all the quarterback has to do is hand the ball off to his running back. Parsons made the same as us in the edge rusher department. I hope that's sarcasm.
You're comping Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary to Aiden Hutchinson and Marcus Davenport. Okay. You know what? BW is a good person, and I'm going to say it's sarcasm. Or someone took BW's phone. I don't know who BW is. I'm making things up at this point.
Someone says, as soon as they announced Parsons went to the Green Bay Packers, you should have done the drop of Mike throwing the chair.
No, it would have been
perfect for me.
It's just something I felt a couple weeks ago, and I talked about it, and I said, I'm telling you. First of all, I've been the guy saying he's getting traded from Dallas for a year. So let's just start there. I get a lot of things wrong. I got this one right. But the Green Bay thing, I just said, look, there's one team that's got the need, the capital, and probably the motivation to do it. And we did that show 2 weeks ago, and I said, I'm telling you, you better hope he doesn't end up there. And he did. So bottom line, what am I going to do? Not say they got better? That's ridiculous to say they didn't get better. And also, too, I heard this last night driving home. Like, it just shows you, like, people don't watch football. Oh, well, Penei Sewell will take him out of the game. Really? How's he going to do that when he's lined up over Glasgow's skull? Or he's lined up over Decker? Or he's lined up over Sewell, but he loops around and stunts? But guys, the guy's a warhead. He's not this static pass rusher. All right? It's not Michael Strahan. This guy's different. No, you don't just take him out of the game. You try to identify him pre-snap and pray to God he's still there when the ball gets snapped. 31% of the time, he gets to the quarterback within 2.5 seconds. There's no one else in the league like him. And you can still beat this team, but it just got more challenging. He is different. Who's a better pure pass rusher than this guy in football? Who?
No, probably the only one you could say is Myles Garrett.
Well, he's got a better win rate than Myles Garrett.
And he's younger than Myles Garrett. So you know what? The Packers have set themselves up. Now, what they're going to be in a little bit of cap purgatory, but they'll figure it out. Why? Because the cap goes up and the money ain't real.
You can just hit the bell if you want over there. All right, we're going to get to the people next. We wanted to set the table. Thank you very much. Chiles, first touch. 97.1. Straight to the people. We've offered the PSA. It's very simple. No, the division's not lost. No, the Super Bowl's not lost. No, the sky's not falling. But there must be an acknowledgement things got tougher. And that's an unbelievable move by Green Bay. So that's it. If that's negative or sky is falling, go listen to something else. I can't help you. Let's go to Mark, 97.1. Mark, what's going on, buddy? All right, guess not. You know, David, we may have an issue over here that needs... Can you hear me? Yes, Mark, we got you loud and clear. Thank you, pal.
Yeah, of course. So, you know, I guess you can qualify me as a Lions slap because I think they're winning 12, 13 games this year. So let me come at you with this perspective. I hate Micah Parsons. Let me make that clear. I detest him. I hated the Penn State controversy. I hate his demeanor. He is my Kyrie Irving penis cancer player. I can't
okay.
stand him.
So all right,
any,
then.
If there's any silver lining here, it'll be much sweeter to beat the Packers now in 9 days, knowing we beat Micah Parsons. However, much like you, Mike, I will sign anybody if it helps my team win. I'll sign the devil and screw the holes in the helmets. I recognize how good this dude is. And the Packers, just like you said, it's Rocky IV. We have to go take down Ivan Drago. But let me make another Rocky reference. We as Lions fans need to go out to L.A. and run on the beach. We need to go Rocky III. We need to mentally go back to the end of the 2022 season when we played the Packers and sent Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets. If we keep doing this whole... we win every game, and we're going to fill the stadium with more expensive wine and cheese fans, and oh, hell, hullabaloo, everything's awesome. We're in for a rude awakening. We need to understand the task at hand. This, I mean, it's like you said, it's a war. It's going to be a war. I still think we're a great team. I think talent wins games, but no, I'm right on par with you.
Yeah. No, Mark, I don't have a problem with anything you said. I think it's the right viewpoint. And look, I don't think people are insane if they pick 12 and 5, because I think you're 11 and 6. Again, I just don't think there's this line of delineation that 12 means you're a good fan and 11 means you're a negative bleep hole. No, I think you're an 11-win team.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I ask you a college football question really quick?
Yes, more college football questions. What can I do for you?
I'm getting I'm getting ready to go to the game tonight at Michigan State. I agree with you. I think they're going to wall up Western Michigan. But I got to ask you, what happened to you, man? I'm listening to Cast a Ticket. You got Clemson winning the Natty. You got Penn State winning the Big Ten. You've abandoned us in the Lenora Sellers Heisman campaign.
I know. It's all because
what's going on?
Go look at South Carolina's last 6 weeks. Mark, I don't think the Detroit Lions could go 6-0 in that. Their schedule turned satanic the last 6 weeks. And their defense, I don't trust.
Sorry to interrupt you. If they get through it, though, and they make the playoffs, he's winning the Heisman.
I agree with you. Hey, Mark, here's the thing. Before we talk about winning the Heisman or making a playoff, they need to beat Virginia Tech. Be very careful with that game.
All right.
Be very careful.
You guys have a great football
week.
Wow.
You got it. Make sure you wave to Rico on the Spartan Chariot. It's going to be amazing, Mark. Right. It's going to be incredible.
They're not bringing back the chariot, but hey.
I know. I understand. Let's go to Zach 97.
Said, you know what? The first person has to be you, Mike.
I'm in.
You with a melting.
Zach, what's going on?
Guys? How are you?
How are you, boss?
How are you?
Good.
Two things, real quick. So I've had 24 hours to digest all of this now. So I would say that 24 hours ago, you can agree with my numbers, disagree. I would have told you the Lions have a 65% chance to win the North. I tell you it's 50-50, and I'm here for every minute of it.
Yeah, same.
Second, I would tell you at home, as you say, getting Myles Garrett to me right now, that's a lazy take. Let's go play a little chess. Why don't we go get Eric McCoy? I'm a football nerd. Number 4 rated center on PFF and solidify our interior. Today.
The problem, Zach.
Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm crazy.
No. You're not.
That's all I got.
I like the creativity. The problem is you're just not going to be able to pry really good offensive linemen away for teams, 10 days preseason. I mean, Zach, that time is gone. Look, a pass rusher, I offered this a couple days ago. There's a chance the Giants end up trading Kayvon Thibodeau. Not because they don't like him, but because Abdul Carter fell in their lap, and Brian Burns is a dominator, and Dexter Lawrence. There may not just be room at the inn. Maybe your move comes 6 weeks from now. And all I need the Lions to do in the first 6 games, go 3-3. Go 4-2. Stay afloat. Stay alive. Be in the mix. And maybe the answer comes in 6 weeks. But I'm going to say this again to you. There is no evidence that that is where Brad Holmes is going to go. It's been puzzling. Maybe it'll all work out and everything will be great, but it's weird.
No, or maybe, Cincinnati just kind of goes belly up and Trey's only signed for 1 year and you go and make that move later on in the season.
You don't understand this won't look as,
you know what? You're right. I forgot.
Let's go to Lisa, 97.1. Lisa, how you doing?
Hey, this is your complete sentences, no whining girl here.
Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate that.
Yes. I just wanted to say I think I'm cautiously optimistic. I don't think there's room for doom and gloom yet. I believe Dan Campbell knows what he's doing. Pretty certain about Brad Holmes, but I won't digress on that point today especially. But I think that Micah Parsons is a threat, but we've got Ali McNeil coming back. We've got Hutch back. And I think this is a team that has a coordinator that has a previous history with the team and the other one who knows, what he's doing. And I think maybe we won't win as many games as last year, but I do believe we're going to win enough to win the division and get to the playoffs. And this time, make no mistake, we will win a playoff game and move forward from there. I'm not predicting the Super Bowl. I'm not that much of a fool, but I'm gonna be optimistic that perhaps we could head in that direction.
And I think it's all fair. I don't think there's anything wrong with what you said, Lisa. But here's the thing, Lisa, and I think you're smart enough to know this. We've arrived in a very strange place in 2025.
Yes, we have.
Where if a Lions fan calls up and says, man, I still love my team, but I got to tell you, I got a bad feeling Green Bay is going to win the division. Now those people are like the Antichrist. It doesn't make sense to me. This is two really good football teams. It's okay to say, I'm a little nervous.
Yes, but Love's had some health issues. He
yes.
isn't completely consistent with that.
No, and like I said,
I'm not wishing
when you played
on the poor
him,
guy, but
when you played him last yeah. year, that's part of the reason you beat him, Lisa. He was on one leg for yeah. one of the games, and he had one arm in the other.
And Lisa, if you're going to use that, you can say, well, you know what? The Lions kind of had some health issues last year on defense.
Hater.
It sounds ridiculous when you put it that way, right? Like, yeah, they get better. They got medical teams. They got doctors. People heal up.
But yes.
Apparently, Jordan Love will never heal up.
No.
The amount of love hate in this, yes, Jordan Love hate in this city.
It's quite something is all I can tell you.
Yeah.
David, ticket text, and we'll continue to move along. We will continue with the Parsons calls. We do have a lot of college football to get to because what I want to do is set up some fun. Last year, David put on an exhibition in clairvoyance. And I want to set up the best case, worst case scenario for both our college football teams in this town, which means we have to go outside the normal parameters. The best case can be pretty out there. The worst case could be out there, but paint the picture. Now, last year, David painted the picture to a T. Mm-hmm. We need to do this again. So we'll have that conversation in the 3 o'clock. Ticket text, David. What do you got for me, brother?
I don't think Lions fans realize the strength of this team the last 2 years was the O-line. They now have four ifs on the most important position group for them. Jared Goff is not a unicorn. If they can't run the ball, this offense is dead. Parsons to Green Bay doesn't scare me. It just makes me even more annoyed with Holmes doing nothing. It's an arms race in the NFC North, and we're doing nothing. That's Greg and Duran.
Well, and look, that's the thing I can't fix. And I'm not going to tell people they shouldn't be a little annoyed because you feel like you're in your Super Bowl window. You got this open roster space. You didn't go out and bring in any insurance policy for Davenport. And I don't want to be an alarmist, but yeah, you're one injury away from being right back to where you were in week 17 on that D-line. Argue it.
No, you're right.
I mean, you're already down Pascal. You're already down Aleem. God forbid somebody rolls up on Aiden or rolls up on Reader. I mean, are you really tangibly better? No. So it's just this idea of why are we in this position? It doesn't feel authentic. And look, the Aiden thing, yeah, the price went up. I who cares? It was always going to go up. And I told you weeks ago, I thought it takes two to tango. The Lions wanted him signed. I think Aiden smartly was waiting it out. Now, yeah, great, 4 and 200. Whatever he's asking you for is going to be 50 a year. So I can't wait to have all the chicken heads who called up. Oh, man, the Pack way overpaid. Yeah, really? Hope you're ready to digest what's about to...
He's defensive player of the year.
Right, and Micah Parsons is just a scrub. Or a multi-time All-Pro.
Okay.
And a first ballot Hall of Famer. And the only guy outside of Reggie White to have his first 4 years all have at least 12 and a half sacks. Or that. Facts are mean. Yeah,
you better stop it.
I will. Okay, let me give you my enthusiasm. It's time for one of the biggest ball-breaking segments of the day. It's time for Rico's Prop Bet Casino.
Very funny. Hey, let's start right off tonight in East Lansing. Evan Jenkins joining us on this
Hi.
Episode. Let's start off with Aiden Childs' touchdown passes over under 1.5.
Over. Come on. Two touchdowns is not a big ask when you're 21-point favorite. Over. The passing game is going to have to carry them anyways.
I agree. Over by a large margin. It's going to be 3.
Oh. That'd be a dream. That means we actually scored 21.
Yeah, I'll say over as well. You guys are right. No, we don't know about the kicker, man. They might only have 18 at the end.
Straight up here, I'm adding something to Rico's Prop Bet Casino. Over under on missed kicks tonight for MSU set at 0.5. Give me the over.
Over.
I had made field goals, but you know what? We'll go missed kicks.
I'll wait for the extra point.
No, no, no.
Zuz!
Missed kicks altogether. We'll add that on there.
Okay.
Okay. David.
Over.
Okay. Wow. So painful. I'll go over as well. Aiden Childs passing yards over under 235.5.
Ooh.
Under.
I'm going to say over.
That'd be amazing, but I'll say under. Because MSU never hires coaches that want to just rub it into their opponent. I know it'll happen. Just when we start getting comfortable and enjoying our Friday night, Jonathan Smith will swallow his playbook and it'll be a bunch of nonsense three and outs.
You don't want to show too much for Boston College.
Show everything. You're terrible. You're garbage. Just let fans be happy.
The revenge of the red bandana game.
Rico, what was that number?
235.5.
235.5. I'll say under. If things get ugly, they'll pull them.
I'm going to go under as well.
Yeah, I'm with you, David. I think they're going to try to establish some type of a run with the three running backs they have. Nick Marsh receiving yards over under 68.5.
Over. He's their number one option by a wide margin, and unfortunately, Aiden locks on to him like nobody's business. I say over.
I'm going to say under because he allegedly has other options there.
He does.
And if Marsh is the true number one, they'll try to take him away so he'll hit others.
It's Western. I don't care what they try to do.
I think I'm with Mike here. It's Western. If this was a real team, they could try to take anybody away and it might work, but this is Western.
Yeah, Western won't be able to take him away, but because it's Western, Childs will try to include the others to see what he has in this game because it's Western. So I'm going under.
That man knows ball.
Yeah, I'm going under as well. Aiden Childs, rushing yards, total mobile Aiden. Mobile Aiden season, 25.5.
I have a question before you answer this.
Yes.
Are sacks still factored into his rushing yards?
Yes.
Yeah, it's an under. Sorry.
Right.
Go ahead, Mike.
Under.
Yeah, I say under.
He'll
too.
Do something stupid, run around like a nutcase, and be, 16-yard loss.
Yeah. Under. I agree with that.
Yeah, he'll have one sacks. Run where it's like, where's he going? Where's he going? Oh, my God, he's 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. What is he doing?
And long developing play actions,
exactly,
man.
Exactly. Under.
Yeah, on third and an inch, and the play takes 7 seconds.
Yeah, Evan, you're a smart man. Those sack numbers, yep, under for sure.
I'm going to go over because when he scores that first touchdown on a 50-yard run.
Watch him get good. He goes short it like the one. You're like, no!
Rico throws a cymbal on the field. He kicks a drum.
I don't even think those press box windows open, but Rico's going to be flying through them.
Plate glass falling and killing somebody.
He can go to the special suite next to it and go through there.
Okay. How about Rico throwing melting moments on the field at players?
Don't do that, Rico.
MSU miss kicks tonight.
All of them.
Just for you, Michael. Over, under, 0.5.
Over.
Yeah, it's an over.
Our kickers.
Right, what about if I went 1.5?
Over.
I'm going to say under 1.5.
Our kickers from like DeVry.
We're going to go 1.5.
No, because they'll miss the first one, Mike, and then never, it's 2 points from there on out.
Never kick again.
Yeah.
All right.
Or they'll do a drop kick.
I'll say he'll miss one, so under. If it's 1.5, under.
Yeah, what is it?
1.5
or 1.5 now?
No, it's 1.5.
Over.
The line moved, David.
They'll miss one field goal and one extra point, and then Jonathan Smith's going to murder every kicker.
I'm going to go under. Michigan State halftime score over under 17.5 points.
I'll say under because they never run fun plays in the opener. Every opener is a nightmare on Elm Street. This will be like 10-7, and there's going to be a bullet in my TV.
I'm glad you said that because that's the next prop bet.
It's going to be 24 at half. It's just going to be 24-17.
Oh, don't say that. What is this, Rutgers, Ohio?
No,
last
17.5 points.
No, Michigan State's going to have the 24.
Oh, so okay. Yeah. So you're going
over.
Okay.
Yeah, over as well.
17.5 points at halftime. That's funny. Under.
Did you? Oh, wow. Okay, I was about to say, did you watch last night's games, David? Points were at a premium. They have to go over, Mike.
Have to.
Do they?
Michigan State scores.
You think that Mel Tucker would have kept it in his pants for 82
mil?
He just has to keep the 82 mil, doesn't he?
That's a flag. 15 yards.
Fair game.
They just have to power wash the stadium. I mean, it's obvious, right?
Over, under, MSU scores in their first 2.5 drives.
Under. Oh, I'm ready for the 3-and-out to start the game.
2.5.
And then I want you boo-bombing them from row 7.
He's not getting the question. He's asking, are they going to score before their 2.5 drives?
They have to.
Okay.
So you're going over.
So
they're
going
to do it on the second drive since they went 3-and-out on the first.
Or I'm going to be violent. So yes.
Under.
But when he started saying that they're going 3-and-out, I'm like, Mike, that you're not making sense here.
I'm sorry.
Did you say scoring plays or touchdown plays?
Scoring.
I'll say I'll agree with Mike and say under.
It's going to take them a second to score, so I'm going to go over.
I'm going to go under.
They will not score in the first quarter.
All right, David, just for you, Bryce Underwood over. Touchdown passes.
A million.
We're going to do this again. Over, under, 1.5.
Bryce Underwood once ate an apple from an orange tree.
He's going to have that in the first drive.
In all seriousness, New Mexico is one of the maybe five worst teams in America. They have the fewest returning players in America. This should be a scrimmage. Over.
I'm going to under.
Oh, I'm going over. If he throws under,
well, he's going to have a just, few. He's going to have like two or three rushes.
You know, Bryce Underwood doesn't flush the toilet. He scares the poop out of it.
Kenny.
Bryce Underwood once ate soup with a fork. Give me the over.
Yes.
It was chunky.
He cuts his water with a knife.
Yeah.
All right.
It was ice.
You know, Bryce Underwood's parents ask him for permission to take their car.
Kenny, what do you got?
I said over.
Bryce Underwood passing yards over under 205.5.
Under. Just based on this game's going to get out of hand and early. And I don't think they will allow, you know, 25, 30 pass attempts.
Well, obviously Mike's never seen a freshman like him, so he has no idea what to expect. I'm going to say over.
I'm expecting Michigan to win 50-0.
Mike, what? You've never seen a freshman like him, okay?
All right.
It could get out of hand. They could pull him. I'll say under.
They're going to pull him. It's under.
Yeah, I'm going to go under as well. I think they're just going to try to run the ball. Justice Hayes, over, under, 90.5 rushing yards.
Ooh. I'll say over.
Yeah,
he'll crease one. New Mexico's atrocious defensively.
I'm going to say over two, and I expect both their backs to have 100 yards.
Isaiah Marshall.
No, is it Marshall? Yeah. Jordan Marshall.
Jordan Marshall.
Whatever.
Yeah, this is Michigan. They like to run the football.
Jordan and Isaiah don't like each other.
Do you know Bryce Underwood?
He could be so more bored if he tried.
I know.
Do you know Bryce Underwood doesn't write books? The words rearrange themselves to his liking.
Oh. So I'm going to go over because it's... On the first drive, he will have a 63-yard touchdown. So he'll go over 90.
Longer run on the first drive, him or Aiden Childs?
Aiden Childs.
Okay, I'm going to go over
Aiden
as well.
Childs goes 65.
All right, Michigan halftime score over under 24.5.
Bryce Underwood can rub two fires together and make a stick.
I like that one. David, you're going over. Thank you for playing the game, David.
I'm going under.
I don't even know the question.
24. Halftime score, 24.5 points.
For Michigan?
Yeah.
Over. New Mexico, look, Michigan's good and New Mexico's bad. Like, this is, I fear for New Mexico's safety.
Yeah, give me the over as well.
You're going under?
Yes.
I'm going under as well. Bryce, turnovers. Do I even want to try this with you, Mike?
Yes.
-3.
Bryce, turnovers. Over, under, 1.5.
I'll say under. I think there's a turnover in there, but I'm not going to say two. So I'll say under.
Yeah, I think it's under as well. Ooh, they're going to protect
smarty.
Him, man.
And they're going to run the ball so much that he's not going to get the opportunity to do that. So I'll take the under as well.
Over.
Whoa. Do we not think that they're going to showcase this kid in this first game?
No.
I don't. Really?
No. Not with Oklahoma on tap.
And yes. Finally, top 25 upsets this weekend. Including Monday, over under 1.5.
This does not include Boise, right?
No.
Okay.
Because I was going to say there's two ranked. You got LSU.
Aren't there two ranked games, though?
Yeah. There's three ranked games, I believe.
Under.
Things get wacky in the first week of football. I'll say over.
Yeah, Bryce Underwood doesn't carry a gun. Guns carry him for protection. I'll say over.
I'm going to say over, too.
Let the chaos flow.
You have no idea.
Kenny liked that one.
I'm going over as well.
I like the fires together to make a stick one. That was pretty good.
That's your prop bet casino for week one.
Is it?
Yes. All question right. mark 97-1.